Have you ever tried to buy something seemingly simple, like a toilet, only to find yourself drowning in options? That's exactly what happened to April Dunford before a knowledgeable salesperson guided her decision in just 15 minutes by focusing on three factors: quality, aesthetics, and space requirements. This experience crystallized what would become the foundation of her revolutionary approach to sales. Customers don't want to be sold to, they want to be guided through buying. This insight has transformed how Silicon Valley companies approach sales, with executives from Salesforce, HubSpot, and Shopify implementing her methodology with remarkable results. The power lies in flipping traditional selling on its head, focusing not on pushing features, but on educating customers about their options in markets they often don't fully understand. When a CFO assigns someone to find new accounting software, they face an overwhelming challenge: 685 million Google search results, dozens of vendors, and conflicting recommendations. Each sales rep bombards them with features they don't understand, leaving them confused and paralyzed. This scenario plays out daily across businesses worldwide, with an astonishing 40 to 60% of B2B purchase processes ending in no decision. Not because customers love their current solution, but because the status quo offers safety. Nobody gets blamed, nobody faces training pain, and nobody risks failure. We're drowning in information, yet starving for insight. Buyers have access to more product details than ever, but struggle to make sense of it all. Many startups mistakenly assume buyers don't need help with purchasing decisions. They expect customers to research, evaluate options, and decide independently. Research shows the opposite. Buyers value sales representatives who teach them something new about their business. Customers want vendors to explain available options, trade-offs between approaches, and potential pitfalls. This reveals a key insight. Customers know their pain points, but vendors are experts in solutions. Without a decision-making framework, customers often default to inaction. B2B purchasing involves powerful fears: fear of failure, making poor decisions, looking stupid, or getting fired. Building trust becomes crucial in helping buyers overcome these emotions. HelpScout, a customer service software company, demonstrated this principle when they shifted from simple feature demonstrations to explaining their solution within the market landscape, comparing approaches, and explaining why specific features matter for different customer types. This change dramatically improved their sales effectiveness. Four key elements determine success in sales conversations: qualification, discovery, product demonstrations, and differentiated value. Qualification happens before the first meeting to ensure prospect fit. Discovery occurs during the initial call as a two-way conversation about problems and solutions. When demonstrating products, avoid standard walkthroughs. Instead, showcase your best capabilities, as buyers often don't know what's possible. Differentiated value is the most crucial yet least understood concept. While technical founders focus on features, customers care about business outcomes. You win deals based on what you deliver that alternatives can't. A great sales pitch tells the story of unique value only your product can provide. Common approaches like the product walkthrough, too feature-focused, the problem-solution pitch, ineffective against similar competitors, the vision narrative, encourages delayed decisions, and the hero's journey, lacks decision criteria, all fall short. None adequately helps customers understand their options, the trade-offs between alternatives, and why your solution is uniquely valuable for their specific situation. At IBM, I noticed their sales reps began pitches with market perspectives rather than company information or product features. They discussed evaluation criteria and compared different approaches, establishing themselves as knowledgeable guides while subtly highlighting criteria favoring IBM's strengths. This naturally led to discovery conversations. When I applied this approach at later startups, we doubled revenue. The insight was simple. Positioning shouldn't fade when prospects transition from marketing to sales. It should intensify. After testing with over 200 technology companies, I've developed an 8-step sales structure that consistently drives growth. 1. Insight. Frame with a unique market perspective. 2. Alternatives. Clarify available options. 3. The perfect world. Outline the ideal solution. 4. Introduction. Briefly introduce your company. 5. Differentiated value. Showcase unique benefits. 6. Proof. Demonstrate capability through case studies. 7. Objections. Address common concerns. 8. The ask. Recommend clear next steps. The insight step sets this sales framework apart by leading with a perspective that reshapes how prospects view their challenges. Rather than starting with generic problem statements or jumping straight into product demos, begin with market insight that makes your differentiated value critically important. This approach immediately establishes credibility, frames the customer's situation to highlight your unique value, and creates a natural transition to discussing alternatives. Your insight represents the problem inside the problem, the key element prospects need to understand to fully grasp the importance of your differentiated value. For example, LevelJump's insight that sales enablement should measure impact on sales metrics, not just training completion, connects directly to their unique Salesforce integration. A well-crafted insight naturally directs conversation toward your unique value from the beginning. When determining your insight, ask what best fit prospects need to know to understand why your unique value matters to them. The insight should be backed by compelling data points, industry trends, or customer examples that validate your perspective, helping establish authority and creating urgency around addressing the challenge. The alternative step helps prospects understand their options beyond just your solution. This demonstrates your expertise and builds trust by showing you understand the broader market. By explaining different approaches objectively, including their strengths and limitations, you help customers make informed decisions. This transparency positions you as a trusted advisor rather than just another salesperson pushing their product. The perfect world step articulates what an ideal solution would look like, naturally highlighting criteria that favor your approach. This creates a framework for evaluation that makes your differentiated value obvious without explicitly saying, "Pick us." When you finally introduce your product, it's in the context of this perfect world scenario, making your unique benefits immediately relevant. Your differentiated value becomes the logical answer to the challenges you've helped the customer understand. Selling is difficult, but crafting an effective sales pitch becomes simpler when you focus on helping buyers make confident decisions. Recognize that do nothing is your biggest competitor. Great pitches begin with unique market insights, industry trends, competitive analysis, and real-world examples that illuminate the broader context of customer challenges. Focus on differentiated value rather than features. Emphasize metrics that matter. Time saved, revenue generated, costs reduced, or risks mitigated. By guiding customers through understanding the market landscape, evaluating alternatives, and recognizing your unique value, you transform the sales experience from a pushy product pitch into a consultative journey. This approach closes better deals with customers who understand your value and are prepared to implement your solution successfully. In a world of overwhelming options, becoming a trusted guide is perhaps the most powerful sales strategy available.